The Fukushima disaster sparked a series of documentary films, some quite colorful, like this one from the National Geographic Channel.
The Fukushima nuclear facility is first rocked by an earthquake, then a massive tsunami. Japan is about to enter another radiation nightmare.
The nuclear plant's cooling systems were knocked offline, causing a reactor fuel rod meltdown and the release of potentially dangerous radiation. The disaster in Japan seems in total contrast to the Point Beach power plant along Lake Michigan. Dozens of gulls gather in the visitors' parking lot at Point Beach. Pelicans fly along the shore. And plant licensing manager Brian Wyack says the twin reactors are efficiently producing a lot of electricity.
Roughly 1,100 megawatts, 950,000 homes.
But despite the tranquil scene at Point Beach, a few years ago, staff at a federal agency, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, recommended that all 95 or so U.S. nuclear plants do more to protect against a Fukushima-scale disaster here. Kevin Camps of the group Beyond Nuclear says the precautions that have been put in place may still not ward off threats like bad weather.
It doesn't necessarily take an earthquake and a tsunami to catastrophically wreck a nuclear power plant. In the Great Lakes region, you have ice storms, a tornado, for example.
Camps, who's scheduled to speak Friday and Saturday at the Midwest Renewable Energy Fair near Stevens Point, also says if a terrorist would get into a nuclear power plant, there's not enough protection of the radioactive waste stored in in-plant pools,
which have no robust radiological containment around them. They are simply industrial warehouse-type buildings, and they are mega catastrophes waiting to happen.
Kemp says more spent fuel should be taken out of the pools and placed into concrete and steel containers in fenced-off areas outside the plant. Point Beach licensing manager Brian Wyack says his plant's spent fuel pool is closely monitored.
I guess I couldn't speak to, you know, what others think is more safe or not, but, you know, we follow what our license and design is for our particular spent fuel pool and manage it accordingly.
Wyack says Point Beach already has 39 waste storage containers outside the plant and may load a 40th within a year. He also says the plant was built to withstand natural disasters, and company owners NextEra have added portable safety equipment and updated response policies. Point Beach has submitted its Fukushima response compliance letter to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. At this recent NRC open house in Two Rivers, it didn't seem that any members of the public came in to complain about Point Beach. The NRC's senior resident inspector at the plant, Dave Oliver, says the radioactive waste inside the plant is safely stored.
So that it's dispersed in a more distributed manner that actually takes into account if there was some sort of catastrophic failure of the pool where there would be a reduction in the water level.
But Point Beach hasn't completely passed the Fukushima response test. NRC headquarters will evaluate the plant's documents later this year and do another inspection next spring. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.